You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to begin with something interesting. So what song do you think makes you focus the most when you're trying to get some work done? Is it Beethoven's Symphony No. 5? Is it Enya's Sail Away? Well, according to recent research from Harvard neuroscientist, guy must be smart, Surali Pillay, the song that most boosts your performance and your productivity is your favorite song. He says that familiar songs are most effective for concentration. Doesn't matter if it's rock, rap, country, folk, whatever. For me, I have to turn on chill or study music. I couldn't do pop songs because I think I would just sit there and sing along and not concentrate. But speaking of, if you do have classical music and you want to play this to concentrate, in what order should you play your classical music songs? What order should that be? Bach to Bach. Oh, yes. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess. You have tapped into the largest, most trusted show about all things digital. And you're about to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing, isn't it? Hey, you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. And you can find us as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, over at komando.com. It's actually part of the perks of being a member of the Komando community. So what you want to do is head over to komando.com. In the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, there's a big old yellow button that says Komando Community. And yes, I said commercial-free. And a special shout-out goes to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard and Space Force in 175 different countries. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a little reminder that if you don't want to give me a call, you can always drop me your question. The best place to do it is on the website. I know you like to leave me all your questions over social media, but I just get overwhelmed. So the funnel, the best place to do it is at the website, komando.com, and there's a button there that says email Kim in the upper right-hand corner. Every single day throughout the day, I visit at least 30 to 35 different websites to make sure that you and I are both up to date on what's going on in the consumer tech world, and here are five things you need to know right now, starting with number one, the greatest fights of all time. What do you think they were? Ali versus Frazier, Foreman versus Lyle, and now this, are you ready for it? Zuck versus Musk. That's right, Zuckerberg versus Musk. They're planning to cage fight in a battle of who's the best billionaire? I'm not kidding. Elon Musk was, you know, being Elon and trash-talking Mark Zuckerberg on Twitter, and a user warned him that Zuck is now into jiu-jitsu now. And Elon says, I'm up for a cage fight if he is, LOL. And then Zuck responds on Instagram, send me location. Now, you have to think about how this cage match will actually go down. They have been enemies for a long time. They've made fun of each other in private and public, so who do you think would win a cage fight? Well, on one side, you have Elon Musk, founder of PayPal, Tesla, and CEO of Twitter, and a whole bunch of lists of things that he's done, right? He's drilled tunnels, sent a Tesla into outer space. He invented that flamethrower, of course, the Cybertruck. And then on the other side, you have Mark Zuckerberg. He started Facebook, and he lost a whole bunch of money in Meta. He bought Instagram. He is making billions of dollars by helping people argue with strangers and then also remember birthdays. So here's the thing. Zuckerberg has one thing that Elon doesn't. Zuckerberg has no soul. He has this really weird haircut. And he's been training in cage fighting for the last 18 months. My bet is on Zuckerberg. Yes. Number two, it's bound to happen. AI gets religion. I was on Twitch, and there's a chatbot by the name of Ask Jesus. And I went to see it myself. It has blue eyes, blonde hair, moves its mouth to words, and well, the stuff that people are asking it, you know, tell me a story about colon cleanses in the style of an excited 5-year-old. Yeah, I'm sure that's a thrilling person to meet in real life. Another one was, hey, Jesus bro, can you turn water into Wi-Fi? Okay. Honestly, it's just asinine for people to mock religion and waste time like this. Now, there is a disclaimer. AI Jesus reminds people that it's not an actual religious figure, authority, but is there to offer guidance and wisdom based on Jesus' teachings. Well, it's really there for money because you can donate to the stream on Twitch. Now, this experiment comes from the Singularity Group. It's a volunteer group of activists based in Germany. They say that they use tech for philanthropic purposes. Philanthropic purposes, mocking religion and AI Jesus, making a difference there? Don't really see it. Number three, put that phone down and just relax. Summertime is here and people are going on vacation, hitting the beach, camping, good things like that. But we do take our phones, and one in three people check their phones more than 100 times a day, even when they're on vacation. So this brings me to Finland. Oko Tamio. I'm sure I'm not saying that name correctly. But on this little island off of Finland, they're saying, we don't want you on our island if you have a phone. We want it to be a phone-free area this summer. Now, no one lives on this island. You can only get there by boat. It's packed with gorgeous flowers and trees and hiking trails and birds, the whole deal. Yes, a great picture for Instagram. But they do have a mobile phone network just in case there's an emergency. But otherwise, you want to hit that off button on your phone and enjoy your surroundings. I can't really say I blame them. I want to go. I saw the pictures. I want to be there without my phone. Number four, Roblox. Yes, Roblox. Looks like those crappy little digital Legos. Now, the majority of the players that hang out there are kids. But a recent update, Roblox says it doesn't matter. It's going to let people create more adult content for people 17 and up. Now, what do you think the reason for this is, Roblox? What do you think? If you haven't seen it, it's like pixelated characters. For the money. Roblox says that 38% of its 66 million visitors are 17 to 24 years old. Now, they say that you need a government-issued ID to access the content, but, you know, kids always find a way. They're smart. Now, some of what your kid will now be able to create is more intense violence, graphic blood, alcohol, romance, yes, and gambling. They say that nudity and illegal drugs won't be allowed. Yeah, right. Who are they kidding? So Gizmodo says that last year Roblox was sued for exploiting a 10-year-old girl. So if you got kids in the family, they're on this game, you might want to warn them about it. You might want to actually look over their shoulder, see what they're doing. But if you were going to look for porn online, I don't think you'd actually look for it on Roblox. I'm just saying. And finally, this coming in at number five, what is the one thing you should always take on a road trip? Think about this. Enough water, enough food, maybe some dude wipes, you know, all the essentials. But you also need to bring a watermelon. What? A watermelon, Kim Commando? All right. A couple of families were headed on a road trip in California, and they were following their good old trusty Google Maps to head to their destination. You know, Google Maps likes to find the fastest way to your destination, and that's all fine and good, but sometimes the fastest way is not always the best way. So our intrepid road trippers found themselves on an unpaved road stuck in the mud. So they called Highway Patrol for help, but unfortunately no one could go get them. So 11 people had to stay in their cars overnight. So the families did what they could to try to get the car out of the mud. They took some road signs, they put it under the car, but they were literally stuck in the mud. So what did these 11 people have to survive on? What did they have in their cars for the road trip, ready to, for any emergency situation? They had a watermelon and a couple of bags of potato chips. Okay. The next day, a tow truck came to the rescue, but unfortunately, the tow truck got stuck in the mud too. So it took a local farmer and a tractor to get them all out. So what's the moral of the story? Google Maps isn't always correct. The road less traveled isn't always the quickest and the best road. And always bring a watermelon on your road trip. Or a case of water itself. All right, coming up, we have some strange ways that you might want to use an AirTag. Oh, we have our new contest, Am I in the Wrong or Not? And our money tip is the secret that your cable and your ISPs don't want you to know. And then we have a way that you can create some free AI designs. I used it myself this past week. It was so fun. And then, of course, we have all of your phone calls, and you have me, Kim Komando.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, you can always drop me your question over on the website, komando.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And while you're at the website, I want you to go to getkim.com. This is the place, folks, where you can sign up for our free daily tech news newsletter. It's simply the best tech newsletter in the universe. Folks at NASA, the FBI, people who work at Harvard and Stanford and Yale and USC and Berkeley and all kinds of folks get these newsletters every single day. Because why? With less than 5 minutes, you are up to date on all things digital for that day. I get up early every single morning and pick all the news for you, so you have it. So if you're not getting our tech news newsletter already, head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right. So how long have you had a Facebook account? For me, gosh, I don't remember how many years. And think of everything that you have there. All your photos, your videos, your memories, your messages, experiences. It's like this whole digital scrapbook of your entire life. But imagine if this happened to you. One day you go to sign onto your Facebook account and poof, that's it. It's all gone. You've been locked out and there's no way to get it back. And so obviously you're upset. And that's exactly what happened to our next guest, Jason Crawford. But here's a little bit of a twist in the story. Jason isn't just your average Joe Schmo, okay? Jason is a lawyer and he's tough. And he's like, hey, wait a minute. This is not right. People should be able to contact Facebook and get their accounts back if they get hacked. So Jason, so glad to have you with us. What is it like to go head to head with, say, the biggest massive social media giant in the world and actually win?
Well, it's not unlike, I mean, my legal career up to this point kind of prepared me for this. I've litigated exploding pickup truck cases with General Motors, overturned Suzuki Samurais, run the gamut. I specialize in product liability and have done some class action work as well. So you typically are seeing these types of corporations on the other side. So, I mean, I wasn't scared.
Well, it's so frustrating because you just can't get a hold of a person at Facebook.
Well, you know, at first I wasn't terribly surprised because, you know, I've been in Facebook jail a number of times. And, you know, it's usually because I might have said something rude to someone or something like that. One time I told someone I was going to kick their butt at ping pong. And that somehow would land me in Facebook jail. But I've never had my account deleted. And so this particular morning, it was a Sunday back in August, I tapped the Facebook icon and it said that my account had been deleted. And for like a split second, it said because I'd violated their community standards on child sexual exploitation. And then that message went away. And so I was like, what? And so from then on, I was on a quest to try to get a human being. And I thought I would be able to do that, but apparently you can't.
So you filled out all the forms, right? And you contacted support and helped.
No, there were no forms to fill out because they had deleted my account. It seemed that the only way to fill out their forms was through your account, which they had deleted. I didn't exist anymore. So no, I couldn't even do that.
So what did you do next?
At that point, I thought, well, you know, when you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail. I'm a lawyer. So one way to get somebody to respond to me would be to sue them. So I did.
And what was the basis of the lawsuit?
Well, I figured that their terms of use would be, airtight. And I figured that they probably have bans on class actions and various things in their terms of use. So what I wanted to do was just make an allegation that they were negligent, that if they're going to set up a process where they're going to kick people off, if they're going to act like they have this system in place where you can appeal and review, get them to review and that kind of thing, that they owe you at least good faith and ordinary care in executing that for you, for their users. And so I just basically alleged that they were negligent in their procedures for handling these types of situations. And, again, the main thing I wanted was a human being to come on the line. Instead, they ignored my lawsuit.
And because they ignored it when it went to court, you won, right?
That's correct. I mean, so I'd like to sit here and tell you that, it was like in the movie A Few Good Men or, any of those great courtroom dramas where I went in and, I was David and they were Goliath and I slew the giant in the courtroom with my wonderful skills. But it wasn't like that at all. I went in, they didn't respond, they ignored me, and so I won by default.
And did you ask for any monetary damages in the case?
I asked for $50,000. And the judge thought that was reasonable in light of everything, in light of their failure to even show up and give him the respect of showing up and answering the allegations. And so that was what the court entered.
Now, did Facebook get in touch with you after that?
They did. And they talked to me. We had a conference call. And the person from Facebook conveyed to me the results of their investigation, which was that apparently I had been hacked. And so they were willing to reinstate my Facebook account because I hadn't been the one who violated their terms of use. Well, I knew that, but I was glad that I was able to establish that. And so they reinstated my account and I went on Facebook and I told all of my followers what had happened. And the next thing I knew, people were calling me wanting to interview me.
It's a great story. It is. What's your advice to other people who may be in a similar situation and they're locked out of their Facebook account?
Sue the bastards. I shouldn't have used that term, but I would say sue them if you feel like you have no other recourse. One of the things that I would say I'll mention is that since my initial interview aired last week, I have been contacted by hundreds of Facebook users or former Facebook users who have gone through the exact same thing. It's amazing. And so all I would do is ask Facebook, just in the name of humanity and decency, if you're going to shut people out, that's fine. It's your site. You have every right to do that. But give people back their videos and photos. Just have some decency.
So I guess the moral of the story is if you're in Facebook jail, be a lawyer and then you'll get your account back. Wow. Hey, listen, are you someone who's always hunting down your keys? You lost a shoe or a wallet. Now, if you're an iPhone owner, you know those Apple AirTags are amazing. I have them on simply everything that my husband owns because he loses things all the time. But here are some creative ways. You have a Roomba, a robotic vacuum cleaner, gets stuck under the furniture, hard to find places. Just attach an AirTag to it, and then you can use the Find My app when it goes off the radar. Now, what about the TV remote? Yes, attach an AirTag to it, and no more hunting under the couch every time it just disappears. Now, this is also super handy. Put an AirTag in your car. Why? Because this way, if you ever forget where your car is parked or if somebody actually steals your car, you get an automatic notification because you can use your iPhone to help guide you back right to it. Hey, we have our internet contest. We have our internet question of the week you don't want to miss and more of your phone calls here on Kim Komando Today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
Alrighty, there's a subreddit out there in the wild world of the internet called Am I the A-Hole? Yes, you heard that right. It's a forum that is so popular. It's a place where folks from all walks of life come to share situations, dilemmas, sometimes their deepest, darkest secrets. They just lay it all out there, and then they ask the Reddit universe, hey, am I in the wrong here? And then the good citizens of Reddit, they descend upon the posts, thousands and thousands. They discuss, they debate, and then finally, they decide and they vote whether or not the original poster is indeed an a-hole or not. So we are bringing that to the Kim Komando Show every week. I'm going to share one of these conundrums with you, the home listener. Then you get to hear the entire situation and decide, is this person in the wrong or have they been wronged? So it's time to put on your judge's hat, dear listeners, because we're going to play Are They or Are They Not the A-Hole? Now, to add to all this excitement, we have a special guest ready to take on the challenge and compete for the ultimate grand prize. That's a Kim Komando Show fanny pack. It's priceless, and a free bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend dog food, a value of $59.95. And joining us this week is Kimberly from South Bend, Indiana. Hi there, Kimberly.
Hi.
So what do you do there in South Bend?
I'm actually a shipping coordinator for a major manufacturing plant.
Awesome. All right. So you ready to play along?
Sure.
So I'm going to tell you the story directly from these Reddit forums, and then it's up to you to decide, is this person who's writing this, are they wrong? Are they an a-hole or are they not? Okay. And we're going to shorten that up for A-I-T-A.
Okay.
All right. Here it goes. My brother, Bill, 30 years old, male, okay, has been trying to find a date online for 3 years with no success. We live in a rural area, so there aren't many single women around here his age to begin with. The ones who are available, well, Bill doesn't think that they're good enough. So Bill asked me to edit his online dating profile so he can attract a mate. Well, I looked it over and dang, his profile has paragraphs of what he's looking for in a woman. She should be skinny and cute and under 30, an average to high income, and lives locally. She also has to be into anime and gaming. Well, Bill lives with our parents and has been working as a door greeter at Walmart since he was 18 years old. So I told Bill, you don't need to overhaul your dating profile. You need to overhaul your life. No woman meeting his wants would ever want to date an obese 30-year-old guy living off his parents and working at a job Walmart normally gives to older people just to stay busy. Well, here's what happened. Bill freaked out on me and told our mom. Now, my mom is upset because she says, I tried to tear him down just when he needed my help. So, mom wants me to apologize to Bill. But what is there to apologize for? I just told Bill what was wrong and that he should consider changing his life if he really wants what he wants. So, A-I-T-A, what do you think?
I think, no, he is not A-I-T-A. I think Bill does need to upgrade his life, and therefore he'll get somebody along the lines of what he wants. I think he's being way too unrealistic.
All right. I agree with you, Kimberly. I agree with you. I mean, if we look at it, he's an obese 30-year-old guy living off his parents, working as a Walmart greeter, but says he wants to find a skinny, cute woman under 30 with an average to high income. Okay. We can shoot for the stars. I'm always for that. Just not certain this is going to happen. All right. So
let's
see what the internet voted. Is this guy an A-I-T-A? This guy is not an A-I-T-A. And some of these comments are really funny. Like this one, Ayo Tech, says, people need harshness sometimes. And how are you a Walmart greeter asking for a high-income woman? You're just delusional. Okay. Here's another one, NTA. The fact that he ran straight to mommy and that now mommy wants the poster to apologize is exactly how and why Bill is in this position in the first place. Okay.
That's hilarious.
I tend to agree. All right. Phew, solve that one. All right. So I know you have a question for me. How can I lend a hand?
So I've been reading your post about TikTok and how we shouldn't have it on our phone. And I'm real concerned because I do have it on my phone, but I don't want to get rid of my TikTok accounts. I still want to have them. But I don't know if getting another phone is the right way to do it or if I should just use my computer. So I'm not sure what to do.
Well, let's just back up just a second. TikTok, so everybody knows we're on the same page, is a known national security threat. Okay, it's a Chinese-owned social media platform by the name of ByteDance. They're based in Beijing, and they're required by the Chinese law to give government access to all the data it collects. Now, TikTok collects data, includes search and browsing history, your facial ID, your text messages, your photos, your location, your voice prints, and all that other stuff, right? Some states have banned it, and they're in Congress just the other day trying to figure out, well, where is all this data? And TikTok says, well, some of it's in Virginia, and some of it's in Singapore, and maybe some of it's in China. We're not sure. Okay, well, let's just assume that everything's like the big old spy balloon is, you know, headed over to China, right?
Right.
So on 150 million Americans that are using TikTok, about two-thirds of teens, is that they're collecting all this information for who knows what. So the whole idea is that if you just don't want to give up TikTok, because I get it. I mean, I have people send me TikTok videos, and a lot of them are really educational, entertaining. And it does seem to know your likes and your dislikes very quickly. But if you want to use TikTok, it shouldn't be on your primary phone. What you want to do is you want to buy a low-cost smartphone. It doesn't have to be a top-of-the-line model because you're not going to use it for anything but looking at TikTok. So, you know, you don't spend a couple hundred bucks on it, just a basic Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to set up the phone, but you're not going to link to any of your primary accounts, not your Apple account, your Google account. And you don't want to give it access to any personal or financial information. So you also need to create a separate email account just for this phone. So that's this way, even if TikTok or any other app or whatever collects data from your device, it's not going to be linked to your main account. So that's the whole thrust of that.
Okay.
Now you need to get online. Okay. So what you do is you can use your home Wi-Fi or you can buy a little cellular plan for this. If it's on your home Wi-Fi, I don't want you to connect to the primary network because just about every router allows you to have a primary network and then a guest network.
Okay.
So now you're going to put this only on the guest network. Well, you don't sound happy with me. You thought it was going to be easier, huh?
It sounds like a lot of work, but I've never tried to get a phone without a cell plan, but I think that'd probably be the cheapest way to go.
Yeah, it's not hard. You can buy it on Amazon any day of the week. But, you know, just look for a phone like, you know, $50-$75. You don't need anything major on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with the big prize that you just got, you know, you got some Dr. Marty's dog food and the Kim Komando Show fanny pack.
Yes.
I mean, that is priceless, as I like to say. That's just amazing. So now once you get all this done, Kimberly, I want you to give me a call back. And let me know how easy it was to set all that up, because it is going to be easy. And if you need these steps, just hang on. We'd be happy to just email those off to you. And thanks for playing along with the AITA. And yeah, he's not one. You know, this is such a great question. What I'm going to do is write it up as a USA Today column, and then you can find it this weekend on our website at commando.com. And then over at usatoday.com, they run it normally, I don't know, a week to maybe 10 days after it appears on our website. So if you're trying to figure out how to get TikTok on your phone, a burner phone, so that this way you're not giving away all your personal data, just hit the website, commando.com. All right. If you're heading off for a long trip this summer or spending time in a seasonal home, a second home, or otherwise, here's a smart way to save some money. You can pause your cable and internet. Yes, you can do this. A lot of people don't know. They think that, oh, I have to cancel the cable and then I'm going to have to turn it on and then I have a cancellation fee and then I got to take the boxes back and the modem and the router, whatever it may be. No, 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 no. Most ISPs allow you to do a seasonal pause. And it may be called a convenience plan or a seasonal internet access. Like Xfinity charges $8 a month to pause your TV, your internet, or your voice services. So this way you get to keep your email address if you get that through there too. Spectrum, they call it the seasonal status option. And again, you get to keep all the gear, everything. You don't have to take anything back. You're just going to call them up and say, I'm going away. Cox also has a seasonal program. It costs $10 a month. AT&T, they call theirs Vacation Hold. Now, just keep in mind that if you have a home security camera, some monitoring devices, just make sure that you can still access all of these before putting your account on hold. Now, some plans have an option for basic internet access. Others don't, but just check with your ISP to make sure that your home's going to be protected when you're away. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as I went and used a really fun AI program to create a meme this past week. And I'm going to tell you more about that you're going to want to try here on Kim Komando Today.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
Hey, if you're out there in podcast land, make sure that you also get our daily tech updates. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for Komando with a K and go ahead and follow and get all of our podcasts because, you know, knowledge is power, as I like to say. Fran in San Antonio, Texas.
Well, I have I'm looking for an alternative to Wink, which is a system I bought many years ago. I guess I got it through Home Depot when Internet of Things was kind of starting with automation of lights and switches and that sort of thing. I've become a little bit dissatisfied with Wink as a system lately because they've had some outages and things that I found to be a bit inconvenient. Especially if I'm like away from home and the power goes out and I'm not going to be around for a month and then the system doesn't reboot, so to speak. But but in their defense, I think they've been working on those things. But I started a search to look for an alternative that would allow me to keep my light bulbs and power, you know, light switches and outlets and things, smart outlets that I've already purchased, because I don't want to have to rebuy everything. So I'm kind of looking for an alternative.
Yeah, it can get pricey when you start looking at, okay, so now I need to buy everything new if I'm going to change basically what the hub is at that point. Now, the good news is that Wink uses standard protocols, and they both start with Zs. One's called Zigbee, and the other one's called Z-Wave. And so the good news is that because of that, your light bulbs and your switches and everything else you have should be able to connect to a different type of hub. So like, for example, the Google Nest Hub Max. If you have a Google account, you're into the Google ecosystem, that's kind of a no-brainer to look at the Google Nest Hub because it supports a whole bunch of different smart home devices. In addition to that, the Amazon Echo or the Echo Plus, that can also act as a smart home hub. A lot of people don't realize that. They think it's like, oh, well, you know, I have like an Echo Show and that's all it does. No, not at all. And if you are into Amazon products, that's the one for you. There's also Samsung SmartThings. It's also like the Google Nest Hub. It supports a broad range of devices, and it's a really versatile choice, especially if you have a Samsung phone. So what I'm kind of pointing you into is a bigger brand, so we don't have to worry about this in the future. that will also give you additional flexibility as far as adding more smart stuff to your house if you want, because it's going to be supported on a bigger platform. And so that's where I want you to take a look at the Google Nest Hub. The Max is the one I want specifically. The Amazon Echo, again, Samsung SmartThings. Now, there is something out there called Hubitat Elevation. That's H-U-B-I-T-A-T, Elevation. Basically, this is a hub that runs locally rather than relying on the cloud. So if you want to get everything out of the cloud, you just want to have it on your own network, that's just another option for you to think about. And Fran, thanks you for your call. And either one of these, you're going to be good to go. You know, this has been a big problem for years. Smart home technology, nothing talks to each other. But there's something called Matter that's coming down the pike. It's a new smart home standard that lets all of your devices communicate without the cloud. And the big dogs are behind Matter. It's Apple, Amazon, Google, Samsung. They all work together to make Matter, that's the name of it, the standard for smart thermostats, sensors, lighting, plugs, switches, and even TVs. I wrote about it, and you can learn more as well as see the logo at commando.com. Just search for Matter. Of course, like, what's the matter? You matter to me? That whole thing. So Microsoft has been putting in loads of AI into the Edge browser, like ChatGPT-powered Bing, but they have something called Designer. All you have to do is head to designer.microsoft.com. Once again, that's designer.microsoft.com. And just put any idea that you have, like Facebook ad for a bakery, and then boom, out comes an ad. So I decided to ask it, I need a Kim Komando meme. So up pops this meme of a woman looking cross-eyed, very confused, and it says, "When Kim Komando explains tech and you have no idea what she's talking about." It is a lot of fun. You ought to try it. It's over at designer.microsoft.com. Designer.microsoft.com. Hey, be sure to tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast, because everyone needs more tech smarts. And 24/7, you can always find me at the website. That's commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.